This is WGIL. I'm Terry Cavanaugh. We're visiting with students from the Great Galesburg Shake, the top 12 finalists, including Lakota Beach, who is a senior at GHS North. Lakota, nice to meet you.
And, nice to meet you as well.
Nice to have you in the studios here. So tell us a little bit about your favorite activities and maybe your favorite subject at GHS North.
Well, some of my favorite activities are spending a lot of time with my family. I've got a very big family, and we're very well bound together. Mm-hmm. I spend a lot of time at work. A lot of normal students, you know, would have sports as an alternative activity that they participate in a lot. But I spend a lot of my time at work. I'm a waitress, and I love to serve tables. So mm-hmm. I feel like that's kind of my hobby. That's why working is what I love to do, because I love what I do at work. As far as a favorite subject at North goes, I'd have to say it would be my social studies teacher's class, Mr. Henderson. He teaches a variety of different subjects, such as psychology, sociology, law, consumer's ed, entrepreneurship, plenty of different things. I've taken about just every single class that I had just mentioned with him, and I've enjoyed every single one. I guess I like learning things about the mind and actual mm-hmm. things that I can apply to real life, like consumer's ed and entrepreneurship and things like that. I've grown a lot from his class, so I guess that's why it's one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm. Will you graduate this year?
Yes, I graduate at the end of next month.
Okay, and then any plans down the road?
Actually, tomorrow I go to sign up for my classes out at Sandberg. On Tuesday, I was accepted into the TRIO program, so I'm kind of excited about that. I'll begin school in the fall. Tomorrow I'll determine whether or not I'm going to begin with a summer class, but I'm not really 100% sure what I'll do about that. However, I am all registered for the fall. Just figure out exactly what classes I'm taking tomorrow. So that's kind of exciting. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to.
I know you spend a lot of time with your family. Do you have favorite activities that you do together?
Well, I love to eat. And I'm pretty sure my family loves to eat as well. So we do a lot of cooking. And when we can, you know, go out to eat. Got a lot of nieces and nephews, so I try mm-hmm. to do as much with them as possible. Whether it's making smoothies, that's kind of a new thing that I've been fond about lately is mm-hmm. making homemade smoothies, so I do that with them a lot. Other than that, I would say that's probably all that we
just
do.
Just a lot
really
of family time together. Yeah, well, that's wonderful. Tell me your impressions of the Great Galesburg Shake.
Well, actually, this is my first year participating in the Shake. My principal at North, Mr. Spring, had brought it to my attention last year. However, I obviously didn't, you know, follow through with it. And then I had learned, you know, about the different levels and things like that and the trip to Chicago prior to last year. And I thought it was awesome, you know, that, you know, it's not only high schoolers are given this opportunity, but elementary mm-hmm. School kids and junior high kids as well. And Mr. Spring brought it to my attention again this year, you know, Lakota, the Shake's coming up. I'd be more than happy for you to do it. So I felt like, you know, it's my senior year. Why not give it a shot? So I did yesterday and, you know, made it past the 90 to the 25 and then now to the top 12. So I'm grateful that he pushed me to do it because mm-hmm. I didn't think I'd make it this far, to be honest.
Yeah, it's great. Tell me a little bit about an agency that you interviewed yesterday. Did you visit an agency?
Yes, I interviewed Galesburg Alternatives right here downtown. And their main goal is pretty much to keep seniors in the home.
Mm-hmm.
Protect seniors on things like exploitation, elderly abuse.
Like scams and
things like that. And that ranges from not only senior citizens, anybody that's disabled or handicapped, you know, after the age of 18. So they kind of help a broad range of people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sounds good. We're talking with Dakota Beach. He's the senior at GHS North, one of the 12 students in the Great Galesburg Shake, one of the finalists. And we want to thank you for joining us here on WGIL.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.